For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour two, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Let's get this party started. There is a lot of sports to talk about here with you today, and we're loaded. Rangers player show set for 5:20 today. One bad man, Tyler Mahle, who is just dealing an ERA under one, is today's guest. That's coming up in about 2 hours and 20 minutes here on your home of the Rangers pregame at 8:30. We're talking a lot of hockey with you. Ralph Strange is coming up at 6:20. Leah Asimakopoulos at 4:20 here as the Stars even the series at one game apiece last night, giving us some belief there. And Jared Sandler's coming up at 5 o'clock to preview Rangers A's, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. That appearance coming up at 5 o'clock. Now, if you missed it, and many have, last week the time for the G-Bag of the Day changed for the first time in 12 years. It's been at 2:30, even back to the midday days from 2013 on, all the way through, and now it's at 5:30. Okay, right before LA Live. So Expressway every night 5:20, and G-Bag of the Day 5:30. LA Live at 5:40. That'll take care of you in your ride home, I'd say. So we look forward to you guys. You know, a time stamp in that and making an appointment every evening to join us there at 5:30. Of course, if you miss anything, we always have instant rewind functionality with the Odyssey app and the YouTube page and Twitch and all that. But today, and of course, you know, on your home of the Cowboys, 365 days a year, a big focus of ours is Cowboys team building. And the Cowboys had their pre-draft press conference. And the biggest takeaway is Jerry saying the Cowboys are working on pretty substantive trades regarding players before the draft. He said they're taking calls on them now, but offered no other specifics. So this is juicy. What do you guys think? Is this Jerry just being Jerry, or are we about to have some team building fun around here?
I kind of feel like you're laughing at the huge box of food.
I mean, shout out to Todd. Todd came through. He came and visited us last week.
I think he bought the whole store.
It's crazy.
And yeah, he did. He just dropped off a delicious food delivery for us. We love you, Todd. Thank you so much, bro. This is a giant box of goodies.
Yeah, I think that I'm interested. Jerry always makes it, you know, he's the original Barnum and Bailey, you know, with his The Greatest Showman on Earth, with his... He's talking about substantial trade names and stuff. So I posed the question to my gang of seven. I'm like, okay, give me substantial trade names. And the names they were telling me about, well, listen, these are names that could fit you right now. Jair Alexander was one. Jalen Ramsey was another. Travis Etienne, the running back.
Rashad White.
Rashad White is what I meant. And then Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers were the names. And so, you know, we'll see how that will play out. Also, too, the name was mentioned was Jameson Williams, also the wide receiver from the Detroit Lions, one of my other gang of seven guys chimed in on. So those are the names right now that are being floated in the trade world. There might be some others that we don't know that teams are just calling and asking, or maybe some other teams are pushing, but my guys are taking calls on these guys.
What I'd be thinking here is, okay, we really need a wide receiver, but at pick 12, if we could do something other than wide receiver and at the same time get a wide receiver, like when we were talking Jameson Williams from the Lions earlier, you said in the trade market, that's a three.
That's a three, yeah.
Could you use a three for a veteran and use 12 for, you know, another position?
I know today in the mock draft that I did for the draft show, I took a corner, I took a running back, and then I took a wide receiver at three. If you told me that I could move one of the third round picks potentially for
Pickens or Williams
or somebody like that, then I might do that, because I picked Royals. He's got size. He's the Utah State kid. I think he's a really good player, but maybe they're looking at it in a different way than me, which I think they probably are.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine, especially if you don't want to take a wide receiver at 12, once you get to round 2 and 3, it gets pretty speculative. And in the third round, you're thinking, man, this would be great if this guy be a starter for us at some point. But if you could free up 12 and be able to take a corner or be able to take an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman right now, going into next year without a wide receiver, you'd be in a tough spot. But again, like I said, after the first round, you know, and that's your best place to improve at corner and a number of spots. So, you know, to me, that's exciting. And I'll just keep my fingers crossed that Jerry's not playing me. You know, it wouldn't be the first time that he pulled it off.
Look, trade
talk.
He knows
the perfect timing.
He does. Trade talk is fun. I mean, there's no question. I guess when you look at how the Cowboys team build, these are guys, at least at the wide receiver with Pickens and Williams, you would then have to give a contract extension to. They're coming up on the last year of their rookie deals. Pickens, if he ends up being here, then this is going to stink, but I really would want no part with him. He seems like a guy that he's everything that Schottenheimer is talking about that is the anti. He's not necessarily the best locker room guy. He's not necessarily the team player. The talent is outstanding with George Pickens. But for the people from Georgia, and then there's a reason why the Steelers are very open to getting rid of him. I think that he's somebody that's been a real pain in the rear. Williams is very interesting because of the speed factor. But you could also get a cheap asset with your draft pick, and then you're not paying $20 million a year to a number two wide receiver. So I don't know. But it's interesting.
Do you kind of feel like that maybe guys that they haven't done a very good job of drafting wide receivers, and they can go and if you spend a third round pick on a known commodity,
yeah,
it kind of takes them out of the, oh, wow, we just gave a pick for Tolbert. Oh, wow, we drafted Flournoy. Oh, wow, we drafted Brooks.
Traded for
Mingo. Oh, yeah, we traded for Mingo. You kind of feel like that maybe it takes them out of maybe having to make that decision if they've already got somebody like our pro department says, wow, this guy is so much better.
That's, I think, the appeal of it. In the third round, you could get wide receiver certainty. You're going to have to pay on the back end. And it would be different, I think, for the Cowboys to have a wide receiver paid with CeeDee Lamb and add another $20 to $25 million. You know, and maybe that's what makes Pickens somewhat interesting, is that the personality is so abrasive that his market is low. And you're able to trade for him and not have to pay a lot to get a 1,000-yard wide receiver.
That could be.
You know, if you're willing to do that. Now, in Seattle, Pete Carroll was the head coach. He wanted all those guys. He thought there was tremendous value in being flexible with somebody's different characteristics. You know, I don't know how Brian Schottenheimer looks at that. ESPN's draft day predictor does believe there's a 60% chance Tet McMillan will be on the board when the Cowboys pick at 12. Of course, if they don't trade for a wide receiver, that's the most likely player to be a Cowboy, and if he's on the board, I think that's something we should be getting really exciting for, like a potential CeeDee Lamb type of impact. I think a great fit for Dak Prescott. You know, if he's on the board, Brian, do you think it's the Cowboys will take Tet McMillan?
I think so. Yeah, I do. I don't think, like I say now, if he's not, then I think this thing is completely wide open at wide receiver.
The biggest story league-wide out of the draft today, the Browns and Giants are taking trade calls. They want to, apparently, teams want to move up either for Genty, Abdul Carter, or Travis Hunter. Mm. There's no way this is something that Jerry's working on, right? We're not one of these teams trying to trade up.
No, Sean Payton is going from 20 to 3 or 4. Something like that, you know.
Denver's, they're definitely interested in trying to maybe get Gentier, another one of these skill players. The other team that I saw Albert Breer talk about was Houston. The Texans are trying to move up, maybe try to get one of these offensive linemen.
Sean Payton's getting ready to go Mike Ditka here. You can have a whole draft.
Give up the whole draft.
He's got a good football team. He probably feels like if he could go get one of these skill guys, mainly
maybe.
If he could go get a tight end, he'd go get a running back, I think he would be really happy about that, right? But they did sign Evan Engram.
They did.
Yeah, but, you know, Evan Engram is often injured, and he's, you know, but when he plays, he's a good player.
Rangers baseball tonight. Our change is coming for this Rangers lineup based on what CY told us yesterday. I don't think anybody's spot in the lineup is safe. Doesn't matter what kind of reputation you brought into this season. I think last year was one where it was, and that was the right thing to do as World Series champs. But you can't let people struggle in 2 years in a row. It sure seems like we could be heading for Langford in the leadoff spot. This is the right thing to do, isn't it, Woolchuck? And now's the time.
I love the speed element of him, man, and the power. I mean, he's everything you kind of want in a leadoff hitter, the ability to, one, just get on base, but also maybe you could just start off 1-0 with one crack of the bat. And Marcus Simeon's been a really good leadoff hitter for the majority of his career, but with him right now struggling, I do think a change is necessary, and I thought it was pretty awesome that CY was just very open and candid with us yesterday and said, yeah, we're considering all options. So I think Wyatt would be a prime candidate to slide into that leadoff spot. The other that we've seen them do would be Jock Peterson. Jock's batted leadoff more in that role than any other spot in his entire career. And they're not going to give up on him right now. So they're going to try and let him work out of this rut that he's in, and maybe they end up trying him out there and see if he's more comfortable.
Yeah, you got three guys right now struggling, and then Tavares, who's hitting right at 200. Jock, Berger, and Simeon, for me, I'm given multiple nights off per week. Well, Chuck, how about you? I mean, because you have so many non-premium players, guys that you didn't even know, you know, what their role was going to be, who are now hitting 260, 300, 310. Like, you don't have enough offense to get cute or loyal with any of these lineup spots. It's all merit-based for me. What have you done for me lately is going to dictate my lineup.
Yeah, performance-based. That's why Dustin Harris is a guy that's still up here and didn't get optioned. I mean, you're always looking to try and get Josh Smith in the lineup any way you can. So if you can give Marcus a day off, you play Smitty at second. That's certainly an option. And really, your two catchers have been outstanding. So you can always DH either Higashioka or Haim as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do. And now, as far as the personnel, we asked CY about it yesterday. He said he hates the idea of even talking about it at this point. I know ESPN did like a way too early trade deadline primer, today, and we'll be talking about it. I think you're in the mid-20s right now in on-base plus slugging, and I like that CY is doing this. He's protecting the culture. He's protecting the mental health of his guys. He doesn't want them having to feel like they got to look over their shoulder. That's what you want. But I just know that Chris is the kind of guy that's not going to rest, and I hope that he can convince Ray Davis that what we have here with this pitching staff is special. You know, this didn't happen by accident. What they did here in this first five times through the rotation, it's pretty damn amazing what DeGrom, Eovaldi, Mally, Rocker, Leiter, Gray, and Bradford, what that is on paper, and then the way that these bullpen arms are coming together, you don't want to spoil this. This would be, you know, a significant mistake if you let the deadline pass. And I believe Ray Davis is going to be committed. You know, he does not want to trigger what happens when you become a repeat taxpayer. There's draft implications. There's dollar for dollar tax implications. You end up revenue sharing and handing out cash to people, you know, eight figure checks and competitive balance. But man, I just think once you commit to DeGrom, if you can't have a better than average offense, you definitely got to be mortgaging the future and getting aggressive, doing whatever is necessary. Right now, Rangers ninth in the current power rankings from The Athletic. I think that's fair. Ninth in the power rankings, sure. You know, pretty dang fair. And, you know, when your batting average is what it is, you can't expect much better. Stars are now even with the Avs. And the question everybody's asking themselves now, is this just like it was last year where maybe you come out, you take one on the chin early in the series, but then you're back at them, and now we're hearing that that Miro is on this road trip. I don't think I felt this good about the Stars in a couple of weeks now, Brian.
Yeah, well, you know, find a way to play with the same desperation that got you to the series being 1-1. You know, don't go out there. I mean, they've done a nice job at times of really killing off some bad penalties.
Definitely.
And, you know, you got to give them credit for that. They're one of the better teams in the league when it comes to that. But, you know, the 5-on-5 stuff has still got to be key here. Yeah, and do you feel like that the Colorado scored like 3 goals that are like kind of the fluky, like spinorama, throw it at the net? You know, I mean, it really hasn't been these shots where you're like going, gosh, dang, you know, it's, you know, off a skate. And so maybe that's something that the Avs are not going to get those bounces. Maybe they will at home, but I think it's going to be a difficult road for Dallas. I just think they have to go out and play with the same type of determination and the same type of desperation. They just cannot afford to come back to Dallas down 3-1 in this series.
It is a game of lucky breaks. I mean, you played way better than 5-1 in game one, you know, and then last night, like, how does Dadonov get that through? I don't know. This is like the cheekiest goal scorer, I think, in the NHL with some of these things where he's around the net and he's kind of like pirouetting, falling down, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to flick it in here between your legs.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you get some breaks like that, then I think they're close enough that they can win in Colorado. But Miro coming back and having Miro be the playmaker that we know him and love him to be is what I need to actually believe.
It's huge. I think they absolutely have him back if they want a chance to win the series, especially with no Robo. And I don't think Robertson's going to be playing in this series at all. Miro is the hope. But, hey, all it takes is one win. And now, you know, we were leaking confidence with the 8-game losing streak. That's over now. Mm-hmm. Now go ahead and stack this up. You've got the good momentum back on your side, the good vibes in the locker room. I love some of the line changes that Pete DeBoer had. I thought Mikael Granlund was sensational, diving for loose pucks, blocking pucks. I mean, what he was doing, trying to just chip pucks in, keep it inside the blue line, make sure the Avs can't get a change in. Just dirty, gritty plays. The Finn lines really stepped up yesterday. Yeah. And eventually, Mikko Rantanen is going to get it going, you would hope, offensively. And the Stars' power play was not great last night.
No, absolutely.
You hope that starts to get clicking.
Well, we brought in a couple of guests onto today's show. Leah Asimakopoulos is going to join us at 4:20 from the morning news. And then Ralph Stranges will always tell it to you straight. You know, have the Stars reverse trend? Have they fixed what was wrong with them? We'll talk with Ralph about that coming up at 6:20. But the C-Note is next with 2 days to go until the draft. What is making headlines around your Cowboys? That's next. Then Krusty's Corner at 3:40, and we're back with all that here to the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the Fan.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time here for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. A Rangers player show most Tuesdays at 3:20. Today they're on the West Coast. They're out there in California taking on the A's, so it's pushed back to 5:20. We're anticipating Tyler Malley's going to be joining us here coming up in 2 hours. Wolchuk, did you say lead off Jock Peterson that last segment? That's something he's done in his career. Do you think that's still possible based on what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think it's still possible just because he's been comfortable there. And like the Rangers, I understand it. Jock Peterson's been absolutely disgraceful, but you're now in a minor league park. Could this be beneficial to him? Boach has stressed confidence in him. He's had 2 days off. I get it's terrifying, like the fan base. It's easy and quick to just jump to like, oh, Jock Peterson stinks now. They don't feel that way. So it goes back to like Brian, when we talk about the draft, they don't care what we think.
They don't care.
They don't care what you think. If you think Jock Peterson leading off is a terrible idea, I'm just letting you know realistically options there. I love Wyatt. I would do that, but I would not be shocked to see Jock Peterson eventually, if they're moving stuff around, get an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, at some point, you know, I would probably think we're going to get him going first. Right now, I think he's a candidate for 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, move him down the order.
If you're wanting to make something happen. I mean, I do think there is something to be said for believing in your guys, but I also think there's something to be said for that urgency to perform, that if I'm not better today, something could happen. You know, and players are used to that. You know, they don't have to run from it. And maybe that's why, you know, publicly CY chooses to not put any added pressure on. But if after, we're almost a month in, if after a month of believing in the guy, putting my arm around him isn't working, you know, I might try a different approach at some point, and maybe we're getting close to that. I mean, I did say yesterday, and I fully do believe it's possible. Anybody that's hit that age, you know, you're able to play with extra weight. You're able to play with extra weight. Suddenly, the body's a little less flexible. And I'd say 32 years old is around the time that happens. You know, I'm trying to sneak that in as well. Maybe I call the agent and say, hey, how would your guy, you know, take this if we maybe put a little, you know, I don't know, what is it, the carnivore diet, the Atkins diet, maybe some sort of a yoga plan.
Surely don't bring the spread we just had. That's a
Todd. Woo! Yeah. Todd, you hooked it up, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
I just, you know, this baseball savant, I'm kind of getting into like,
do they have a body mass index component there on the savant?
They don't. They don't.
They should.
What do you think the percentage of the number of baseballs that Jock Peterson hits that are considered topped?
Oh, God.
I don't know. What's average?
Well, he's got one of the highest percentages on the team of baseballs that are topped. You know, like you're not, you know, hitting, they're not squirted up. Like he's right at almost 43%.
Yeah, I don't know mechanically what causes
the timing. But, the number
of barreled up ones is 5%.
Hmm.
He's you know, he's really, really struggling to barrel the ball up, and then even making solid contact. He has not made solid contact, and percentage is a zero here. So I'm just kind of thinking about, okay, what's the deal? Weak contact, about 3% is what, you know. So it's going pretty poorly for him right now, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at numbers. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why a guy who who's had a career being a pretty good hitter all of a sudden just can't hit.
It is a small sample size at 1 month. I mean, we saw way worse for 3 months from Shinsu Chu, from Elvis Andrus, from Rugi. I mean, there's been...
We still have some bad Rugi days.
Yes, but we've never seen a month this bad. And now, seriously, in a month, I can't have it costing me games. I do believe in you. You know, we can, you know, think about what the best plan is to get through this, but we should have an opportunity to be building a massive division lead right now, and I can't let an 0-5-5 hitter prevent me from driving in runs, especially when we're like 25th in the league in offense. What do the betting markets say about what the Cowboys are going to do? A to Z Sports looked at this. The betting odds for the Cowboys to go running back at 12 is plus 800. So that's not very likely. That is the fifth most likely position. Probably the only scenario is if Genty falls, would they do that? The top three positions, if you bet wide receiver right now on the Cowboys, that is minus 115, pretty much even money. Mm-hmm. Offensive line's plus 450. Cornerback is plus 500. So that's kind of right in line with what we've been talking about here.
Yeah.
What happens if McMillan's not on the board, though? As I told,
anything could happen.
I think they're completely open to the idea of Golden, Abuka, Will Johnson, offensive lineman, Michael Williams. Mm-hmm. I think they're open. It just depends on who they have stacked at 12. That with him being off the board, so we have to figure out. I don't think it's as cut and dry as it is McMillan. Then Golden. I think that if McMillan's not there, others come into play. A lot come into play.
Yeah, I was talking to Joseph Hoyt with All City. Does an excellent job covering the Cowboys. Maybe jumps on with us tomorrow night. But he said two names that he keeps hearing talking around the league with the Cowboys was Will Johnson, the mm-hmm. corner out of Michigan, and that they still have a lot of love for Walter Nolan. And that it would be a surprise to
Walter
me.
Walter Nolan would be a surprise
to me. The defensive tackle at Ole Miss, but they like him. And they might have him outside of Mason Graham like the best defensive tackle in the class. So, I mean, again, like that wouldn't be one. Brian's talked, like, we're selfish. We want him to draft the guys that we like. So, like, a boot guy to be pumped about, right? Walter Nolan, I see the traits. They talked about that during the presser today. It's just some of the up and down play. You know, it's just it's just inconsistent. If you want a trade idea, I got one for you. Because Albert Breer was talking about Houston wanting to move up for one of these offensive linemen. Like maybe you get three linemen go in the top 10. Then you get Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle from Texas, is sitting there. And Miami at 13 is being linked to Kelvin Banks Jr. So maybe a team wants to jump Miami. Mm-hmm. Maybe Houston says, hey, we're calling you. Jerry answers. They offer you pick 25, which is their first rounder, right? So you move back from 12 to 25. They also kick in pick 58. Now, on the trade value chart, that's still a little short of what the Cowboys need to get good value for pick 12.
So we're picking at 25, 44, and 58.
Yep. And you're getting a second round pick next year.
Pick me your guy at 25.
Holy cow.
And a second next year?
And a two next year. I think the two next year, it'd probably end up being maybe a three next year. I think the two next year would be rich.
How short are we?
It's like 200 points.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like most of the bottom second round picks, I think, are usually cut worth 200.
Is there anybody in Houston we like, one of their players we like? I mean, I know I'm just asking a hard question to sit there and have the Texans roster off the top of your head, but I wonder if there was a player that you kind of liked that you would, a young player, that you would consider kicking in, maybe a linebacker or somebody like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm trying to get help now.
They'd probably get rid of. Yeah, because it's like I'd love Nico Collins, Tank Dell. Tank Dell's coming off an injury, though. Sure, I don't know how much you'd really want Tank Dell. Like, you'd have to look into the recovery there. But at 25, you've got a lot of options. Like one of the corners, you could then maybe Will Johnson's still there. Maybe you're talking about Maxwell Harrison, the cornerback out of Kentucky, Trey Amos at Ole Miss. And the receivers we've been talking about could maybe still slide and be there at 25 for you. There's a chance you could still end up with a Mecca Egbuka from Ohio State at 25.
Maybe that's where you take Hampton that Mel Kiper says.
You could take a Marion Hampton there,
Sean doesn't take him at 20.
The odds makers do have the first four picks locked in, by the way. Ward, Hunter, Carter, Campbell. In order, like if you bet Campbell as the fourth pick, it's minus 420. You have to lay $420 to make 100. At least according to the odds makers, not a lot of intrigue in the top four. We go to Cowboys Wire. They posted a three-round mock draft. Matthew Golden, then Alfred Collins, defensive tackle from Texas, and then R.J. Harvey, the running back from Central Florida. Focusing on Collins there in that defensive tackle position, how important is it for you guys to come out of this draft with another one of those defensive tackles, and could Collins be the guy?
You have to. You got to come away with somebody. Now, there will be some options if you waited on that, but I love Collins. The issue is Brian's got me terrified on some of the medicals here. I'm a huge Alfred Collins fan. I know Vach and I have had some fun. Like, who would you rather take, Tyreek Williams out of Ohio State or Alfred Collins? I'm just a Collins guy. I think he's outstanding against the run, and I think he's got some upside when it comes to the pass rush. He's a big-bodied guy that doesn't get knocked off his lane a lot. So he's tough, difficult to move off the football, but I don't know. Like, is he a guy that maybe you could consider in the third round now if he ends up dropping due to some medicals?
Yeah, I think that you have to know about the medicals on this guy because it is pretty significant. Him and then, and you kind of reached out your sources about Derek Harmon.
Yeah, you the know, weight stuff.
Yeah, the weight stuff and things like that. But both those guys are those, when you're starting to, there's a group of those 320-pound guys. Alfred Collins is in the mix. He's one of the best of those big time guys like that. I think that Williams from Ohio State, if you gave me a shot, I've got Grant and then Williams from Ohio State right behind him, and then Harmon. Those are kind of like my second round guys that I'm looking at right now.
Elsewhere in the Cowboys headlines here, Mike Fisher floating the idea of trading back to Denver for 20 and getting Cortland Sutton, the wide receiver. Get your wide receiver number two there. Had 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. He wants a new deal. I guess he wants like 3 and 75, and they're offering like 4 and 80. So there's a big gap. But Gene Slater reported that nothing doing there.
No,
not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. I mean, Cortland Sutton in a pick swap.
Shut that down on the draft show strongly.
Not going to happen.
All right, there's the C note here. Cowboys news of the evening, most every afternoon at 3:20. Again, Tyler Malley's coming up in 2 hours. Leah Asimakopoulos talking Stars with you at 4:20. Ralph Stranges at 6:20. A lot of great sports stuff to get to. Coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, my offensive stack is actually posted on 1053thefan.com, and I'm going to go through it with Zach and see if he agrees with me. We'll do that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Here we go, G-Bag Nation. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Gerald. And thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this, as they have all year long. Really do appreciate them. Hey, Lucius. That promo that guy had.
Yeah.
Guy was saying LA Live, best segment on the station. Did I hear that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
That's we.
There we go.
That's
we.
To say, man.
Wrong button.
We're running the right promos here, if that's the case. That guy's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right.
That's my cousin. Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. It's my cousin. Well, yeah. It's nice that thanks to all the folks that said all those things
about
us.
I'll send you that Cash App later, player.
The Cash App player. For sure. Okay. By the way, at 1053thefan.com, I do have what we call the stack. You hear me talk about it a lot. It's the number of players that I've done, 235. I ranked them from 1 to 235. Josh Clark does a really fine job putting all this stuff up for us. He's got the offensive side up today, the offensive stack. Tomorrow we're going to put the defensive stack up, and then on the morning of the draft we're going with my entire board, so you'll see exactly how I saw this draft. And the board is done by rounds, by position. The stack, he's got it broken down by position, so if you want to go in there and see, like, well, hey, what did Brian think about Luther Burden, the wide receiver from Missouri? Well, you'll see it. You'll see all the grades, or all the where that's what the round is, and then the number to the right of it is where I have them in my stack. So hopefully that will help you along the way when you're looking at on draft night. If you're wondering, well, what did Broadus think of this guy?
How much your notes you put in there?
I didn't put any of my notes in there.
No notes.
No notes. My notes are actually. There's no telling. That's how I do my notes, Dawson. I know this is a terrible way of, because it's radio and it's not really showing you what. But yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. When the Cowboys, players are get drafted, when they get drafted, the Cowboys, I'll put my notes up.
Yeah.
For everybody to see. How about that? That work? Okay. I'll try and help everybody. I know Josh right now is probably MFing me for.
You know, I was wondering maybe you don't want to put any of your notes up there.
No, I don't mind.
You could ask AI to condense it.
You think so?
You could put that whole thing in ChatGPT and say, hey, instead of like two paragraphs on these dudes, give me two sentences.
Yeah.
Look at him just helping Bill Gates take over everybody.
Dude, the AI is a hack for anything.
You know, I might practice with that on the break and see. Yeah, just practice a little bit and see if what. Elika Mayor might do, what he might look, the Stanford wide receiver, how his notes might condense.
That's how it starts, Dawson. Next thing you know, we're out of a business.
Underrated player.
Yeah. I'm ready for it, you know. It's worth it. I'm risking it, right? Let's set up a life of leisure. I had it showing Abby how to do math. You know, you don't need a math tutor.
Oh, you told Abby?
That's a win right there.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, what are you struggling with in math before the STAR test? And she was like, I don't get this. And, you know, the math teacher already taught it. He can't go back. I'm like, well, just ask AI.
Yeah.
It breaks it down better than a human would.
Just ask AI. Congratulations to Abby's dad, Chat G.
Yeah.
Hey. You know,
Dad of the year. No, I mean,
the most important job skill for the future is how do I leverage AI to get the most out of my talent? You can't compete with it.
I'm with you on that. All right, well, Chuck, I'm going to need your help, my friend.
All right, let's party.
Do you have your the stack available?
Got the board. We're ready to rock.
Got the board ready to roll. All right. Is there a particular position you would like for me to talk about, Zach? Is there something that you it's because I want to make sure that you and I can jive on this thing as we
yeah,
start.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
I'm going to start the – I could do – but let's do the offense today. We'll do the defense tomorrow. How about that?
That's fine with me.
Fair with you on that one?
Yep.
You want to go to the wide receivers?
Let's do the wide receivers because we're talking a lot of receivers.
All right. I'm one of those guys that actually does have Bryce Hunter as my number one. Did I say Bryce Hunter?
I said Bryce, yeah. It's all good.
Travis Hunter.
Hey, just before people jump on you on this text, you know, I like to have your back.
Why do I always say Bryce Hunter? I think of Bryce Hunter when I'm really not so –
It's okay.
Travis Hunter is who he is. So anyway, I've got Travis Hunter number one. He's my number one overall player. Mm-hmm. Tet McMillan is my number. He's the next in line. He's my number seven player.
Love it.
Luther Burden, the wide receiver. Again, we're talking wide receivers from Missouri, is my number 10th player.
Don't love it.
And, okay, where would you have him then if you don't love that?
I've got Burden just, you know, I have him at the top of the second round. I've got Ibuka and Golden right ahead of him. So he's looking like, I mean, he's right there in the low teens for me, like 18.
Okay, then I would say then Mecca Ibuka is Ohio State. He's number 13 on my board.
Yep.
And then Matthew Golden is number 16 on my board. So that would be right outside. I have 15 first round grades. So he's the first player that I have outside the first round. Jack Besh from TCU, I'm not going to go down too far here, but just to give you an idea, Jack Besh is at 42. Mm-hmm. Elik Amenyor from Stanford is at 47. Jalen Royals, who I picked for the Cowboys in the mock draft today, just thinking, I have him at number 50. And then Trey Harris, Ole Miss, at 62. Do you agree with me or disagree, or do you have players better that you want to talk about there?
So we've got them all. I have all of those as well in the same order besides I actually have Trey Harris and Royals
flipped
ahead of Besh and Amenyor.
Okay, good for you. Tight ends, Tyler Warren from Penn State. I have him as player 18 on my board.
Yeah.
Mason Taylor from LSU at 29. Mm-hmm. Colston Loveland from Michigan at 38. Mm-hmm. Harold Fanning from Bowling Green at 67. Gunnar Helm at Texas at 83.
Yep.
And then Terrence Ferguson from Oregon at 115. And then Elijah Arroyo, Miami, 117.
Yep. We've got them the same besides Arroyo and Ferguson are flipped for me and you.
Okay, so you think Arroyo is a little bit better?
Just a little bit better.
Same round, though, kind of that fourth round range?
I went fourth round for Ferguson. I actually went end of the third for Arroyo.
Okay. Offensive tackle, Josh Simmons.
Yep.
From Ohio State. He is my fifth best player on my board. Okay, Dawson, this is the one that if all of a sudden that we don't have, this is selfish me, if you don't have McMillan and guys like that, I would absolutely take Josh Simmons in this draft. Absolutely take him. He's my fifth best player.
With you.
Will Campbell.
What do you think his upside is? Do you think just a pretty good offensive lineman, or is this the next Zach Martin?
He's going to be an all-pro.
He could be the next Trent Williams.
Yeah.
That's the talent he's got.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how are we not, like, the in
knee,
consensus?
The knee.
That's right, the knee.
The knee. People are going to ding him. And watch, my guy Andy Reid is going to end up with this guy because people are going to overthink this one.
Yeah, somebody's going to get a steal on this dude.
Yeah. Will Campbell at LSU at 9.
Yeah.
Mimbu from Missouri at 11. Kelvin Banks I have as a tackle at 21. Josh Connerly from Oregon at 28. Essery, the tackle from Minnesota at 55, and then Ozzie Trapillo from Boston College at 65.
I actually have Banks ahead of Mimbu.
Okay.
I kind of like Mimbu as a right guard. He's definitely athletic enough to play tackle, but for the Cowboys, I liked him at guard, and I've got Essery ahead of Connerly. But I knew that I liked Ursary more than you did. We talked about that a while back. Connerly's definitely more athletic. I like the violence that Ursary plays with.
Okay, once again, you can check all this out on 1053thefan.com. The offensive stack is up there. At guard, Donovan Jackson, I have him ahead of Tyler Booker.
Oh, my gosh, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Donovan Jackson, Ohio State, I have him at 33. Tyler Booker, Alabama, at 37. Gray Zabel from North Dakota State at 43.
He had him as a guard, huh? Not a center.
Yeah, not as a center.
All right.
Marcus Minbow it's Bo, right? Marcus Bo.
Yeah.
Marcus Bo from Purdue at 71. Wyatt Milam, West Virginia at 79. And then Tate Ratledge at number 90. And then my last one I want to talk about is Miles Frazier from LSU at 96. Jonah from Zona I have at 105 after that. You see that similar or differently there?
So I've got Milam ahead of Embo, or just Bo.
Bo.
And then I like Jonah from Zona more than you do. I've got him right behind Bo. Then I've got Ratledge and Frazier.
Okay. But no huge discrepancies.
Not huge.
But did you have Booker over Jackson or Jackson over Booker?
I've got Jackson over Booker, and I've got Jackson as a first rounder. I really love Donovan Jackson.
Oh, okay. I like what you're doing there. That's nice. Okay, centers, not many. It's a kind of a small group. I got Seth McLaughlin from Ohio State at 89, Jared Wilson from Georgia at 101, Drew Kendall, whose dad I scouted. He was drafted by the Seahawks, Boston College. I got him at 155, and then Willie Lampkin from North Carolina at 190.
I'm surprised. Where's our guy Jackson Slater out of these?
Jackson Slater, I got 194.
Okay.
I didn't go down that far. I'm just kind of stopping on some of these.
Yeah, because the centers go, it's not very good.
He's on the list, though.
Okay.
He's absolutely
on the list. Because I actually put Slater ahead of Kendall.
Okay.
He's a fun player, man.
All right. I like what you did there. Quarterbacks real quick. Cam Ward, he's fourth overall on my board. Shedeur Sanders would be 20th. Jackson Dart, 27. Will Howard, Ohio State at 56.
Okay.
Jalen Milroe at 91. Kyle McCord at 103, Quinn Ewers at 110.
Yeah.
You can have Tyler Shook all day long if you wanted.
Yeah, I see the quarterbacks in order the same you do.
All right, like what you're doing there.
It's probably not a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. Ashton Jeanty is the second best player in my stack. That's very, very, that's the highest I've ever had a running back.
You put him over Carter.
Yeah, I did. I put him over Carter. Ashton Jeanty at 2. Caleb Johnson from Iowa, I have it 30.
Uh-huh.
This is where this may be the hardest part I ever had to do it. It was with Caleb Johnson at Iowa at 30, Hampton from North Carolina at 32, and then Travion Henderson at 35. Then I get into Dylan Sampson from Tennessee at 54, Quinshon Judkins at Ohio State at 59, R.J. Harvey at 64.
Yep, I got Judkins, R.J. Harvey, and Jordan James over Sampson. But I know you like Dylan Sampson, and he is a quick running back out of Tennessee. A little bit smaller, but he does have some explosiveness to his game, so I can understand why you've got him where you do.
Tootin from Virginia Tech, a lot of people are kind of putting him as a third-round guy. I have him, is it
Bashel Tootin.
Tootin, yeah, from Virginia Tech. A lot of people are talking about him as a third-round guy. I have him as player 81 on my board. If you're asking about Cam Scataboo from Arizona State, that'd be number 84. So that right there so far, just kind of give you a little taste of what I had on offense. Zach, I appreciate your help. And then check that on again, 1053thefan.com. Offense is up now. Defense will be up tomorrow and the entire board on Thursday morning.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we're talking hockey with Leah Asimakopoulos coming up here at 4:20. We'll check. What are we doing next?
All right, we've got the anonymous NBA player poll. Did Shaq crap his pants and comparing running backs to older women? That's next.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.